producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and we have with us, we're holding over for this segment, Zoltan Isfahan, the transhumanist, and I posed a question to Zoltan that he didn't have a chance to answer in the last segment, so we're going to get that answer. And again, basically what I was asking you, Zoltan, was do you believe that, what is your basic philosophy in terms of what constitutes us, okay? Like we're talking about the idea that if you build an exact replica of the brain, that the consciousness would come. And I said, I believe that there's something more to that. Your response.
Sure. Well, a lot of transhumanists believe in mind uploading, where you just upload your consciousness into a machine and that's you. And, you know, I think a lot of people ask, well, is that really you? And this kind of gets into a great philosophical debate of materialism versus kind of spirituality. A Christian would say, well, you know, after death, it's Jesus or God that takes them to a new place and they have their self. But you have to ask yourself, well, how does that actually happen? Well, when scientists talk about mind uploading into a machine, they're talking about that same kind of philosophical jump, except instead of into a spiritual world, they're talking more into a material world of data, of bits. And we've already had quite a bit of success, actually, in the last 2 years with telepathy. About 18 months ago, between France and India, they had mind-reading headsets where people were able to say things to each other's minds without actually speaking out loud. And now they're doing all sorts of tests with this type of technology where you can think thoughts, you read the brainwaves through the EEG technology, and then you can hear it you can hear someone saying these things to you, but it's just telepathy. This is how we're going to do mind uploading. We're going to use those algorithms, except much more complex, you know, a billion times over, and put a human brain into a machine that can think and feel and hopefully act identically to who we are.
And that's what concerns me. As Eric Schmidt said with Google, he said, we're going to get that technology just over the creepy line, okay? And we start reading people's minds, to me, the potential for abuse, and of course, this is something going back to the history of DARPA, this is something that they've been working on from the very inception of the agency, to try to either physically do that or to try to infer that by watching everything that you do, coming up with predictive algorithms to try to monitor and predict your behavior and then control your behavior, because they're not just curious as about what you want to do. They want to control that. So that's one of the things that concerns me so much about all this technology, is the vast potential for abuse and where much of this research is coming from.
And that's why when young transhumanists ask me, what field should I go into? I always tell them security, because security for the thing that you're worried about is perhaps going to be the biggest field of economy coming in the future. We need to protect ourselves with this incredible technology we're going to have from abuse from government, abuse from hackers, abuse from individuals, even abuse from people that may love us and can do things. I mean, now wives and husbands can follow each other, and we have drones following us and stuff like that. So this field of making sure that we retain our civil liberties in the area of 21st century technology is going to be the most important field going forward.
Yeah, exactly. And when we look at things like self-driving cars, the potential for making us passive spectators, controlled passive spectators in our own environment. As we were talking about this during the break, I said, you know, transhumanism to me looks like traditional humanism, atheistic, secular, materialistic. It seems to me like it's kind of interesting. We see transgenderism and all these other things. It seems to me that many of these futurists, like Ray Kurzweil, really identify with being a machine more than they do with being a human, right? And so they're coming at this from this atheistic, humanistic, desiring to be a machine type of perspective. Your comments?
Well, I do want to point out that there's a growing field of religious transhumanists out there that are merging their spiritual ideas, their biblical ideas, with transhumanism. And I think that is definitely going to be the future, as you find a lot younger religious-minded people saying, you know, I'm also open to technology. But yeah, right now it is a very materialistic and kind of secular-minded movement. And I think it makes it easier, if you're a secularist, to embrace this type of radical technology, to go forward without a soul and to go forward as somebody who is just willing to be on their own in the universe.
Yeah, that's fundamentally the difference in how we see the world. Christians would see it as a metaphysical universe, and secularists would see it as strictly physical. Thank you so much for joining us, Zoltan Isfand. It's been an interesting discussion. We'll be right back with the fourth hour. Leanne McAdoo will be hosting.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the markets were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. You are now entering the fourth hour overdrive. I'll be your host, Leanne McAdoo. We got a great jam-packed fourth hour for you today. Emmy Robin will be joining me in studio at about 2:30, we're going to take your calls, talk about our experience with the Liver Shield Cleanse. A lot of people were very excited to hear about our experience. We'll also be showing you some before and after photos. Mine is kind of a before and almost finished, and I'll get into that a little bit later. But first, I wanted to talk about some of these articles that are up. Now, this is from BuzzFeed. The World Health Organization has just decided that bacon and sausages do cause cancer after all. Now they are reclassifying processed meats into group one carcinogenic to humans. That means there is sufficient evidence in humans that eating large quantities raises the risk of bowel cancer. Red meat has been classified as probably carcinogenic. Now they are saying, you know, that doesn't mean that you have to entirely stop eating meat. This isn't the big Agenda 21 push to make you stop eating meat. But they are saying that your individual risk increases with the amount of meat that you consume. Here's another story that might gross you out. Your vegetarian hot dog meat might contain human DNA. So this is a food watchdog group Clear Food. They looked at 345 hot dog samples from 75 brands, including meat-based and meat-free Franks. Of those 345 hot dogs, 14.4% had some sort of issue. Some dogs were labeled pork-free, which is important, of course, if, you know, that's your religious criteria. But they were found to contain pork after all. And even grosser, 2% of all samples were found to have traces of human DNA in them. Veggie dogs were the worst off, accounting for 67% of the hygiene issues and two-thirds of the human DNA found. So that's pretty gross. Thank goodness I cannot eat veggie hot dogs as a vegetarian. It's too high of gluten for me. It really hurts my stomach. But I wanted to talk about those stories because, like I mentioned in some of the videos that Emmy, Robin, and I shot with this Liver Shield Cleanse, I would say the most important product that we sell here, that if you want to just purchase something, if that's all you can afford, go for the Oxy Powder. You've got to cleanse that gut bacteria. You've got to clean yourself out. It's like key for optimal health is to have your gut bacteria in order. And to honor our completion of the Liver Shield Cleanse, that we're, of course, running a special right now. The Advanced Liver Cleanse Pack is on sale. Liver Shield is back in stock. Obviously, we keep selling out of Liver Shield with every run and for very good reason. And now I can attest to that. I can speak on my own personal experience. So try Liver Shield. Learn about how to perform this Liver Shield flush at InfoWarsLife.com. And again, this is a limited run. We're probably going to sell out of this again. Now, joining me in studio is Rob Dew, and we're going to talk about the cesspool of corruption within, you know, this vaccine cover-up. So over the weekend, U.S. citizens marched on the CDC headquarters in Atlanta to protest vaccine science corruption. So what do you think? Is this finally, are we pushing back against this ultimate push for mandatory vaccines?
Right. Well, it looks like right now the vaccine cover-up is imploding in Congress. And this is a CDC protest. This was done in Atlanta, led by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's been very outspoken against vaccines, which is great to see, you know, somebody like that. And he's not necessarily – a lot of the people – are against these vaccine schedules and the ingredients, and then they're not necessarily against vaccines, you know, at least they say, but they're against them the way they're being done right now.
Right.
So there was a big gathering. Some of the doctors or some of the people that were speaking on there, they were going to have Congressman Bill Posey was going to be there, who's been speaking out in Congress. And then here's an interesting person, Dr. Judy Mikovits. She was the author of Plague and a 20-year veteran researcher of the National Cancer Institute, that she had her research destroyed for uncovering the hidden truths behind autism, chronic fatigue syndrome, human retroviruses, and others. So
wow.
It's good to see, you know, people getting out, protesting at the CDC, because that's where a lot of that vaccine data comes from, that pro-vaccine data.
Well, they were also trying to say, hey, whatever happened to your senior scientist, Dr. William Thompson,
exactly.
Who publicly admitted
to fraud? I was going
to
get to Dr. Thompson, because he's another guy who's pro-vaccine, but he saw this cover-up happening where they skewed data with the MMR vaccine and showing basically that young African-American boys had a higher risk of getting autism after getting the MMR. And they skewed that data by claiming these kids were adopted or they didn't have parents. So
wow.
they were changing the groupage that way. So,
hey, to make an omelet, you got to break some eggs.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. But getting back to Bill Posey, he actually went on the floor of Congress and said, we need to look at Dr. Thompson's remarks. We need to look at his research because there is a cover up. And it was, you know, publishing the information about the MMR, which is measles, mumps, and rubella. Of course, we had that big measles scare, and I'm going to get to a little bit of that, you know, in a second. But that's good that Dr. Thompson or that Bill Posey, a representative from Florida, is speaking out against it. And he said this, considering the nature of the whistleblower's documents, he's talking about Dr. Thompson, as well as the involvement of the CDC, a hearing and a thorough investigation is warranted. So I ask, Mr. Speaker, I implore my colleagues of the Appropriations Committee to please, please take such an action, Posey said from the floor. It is my duty that the documents Dr. Thompson provided are not ignored, Posey said from the floor Tuesday, delivering nearly the same remarks in a speech several weeks ago. So that pushback is starting to happen, that and with other parents, and people are going to start standing up with this SB 277.
Right.
But there's another bill coming down the pike. Now, here's a couple articles from Forbes that I also wanted to get to, and these are kind of, you know, vaccine skeptic hit pieces. One, they're talking about former Representative Dan Burton, who used to get on the floor and talk about the link between autism and vaccines, and now he's being paid as a lobbyist which is not odd for a congressman to then become a lobbyist, definitely for the other side of Big Pharma. But the Citizens Commission on Human Rights. Now, who is this? This is a group funded by the Scientologists. So then they take that, and actually the Citizens Commission on Human Rights does have some valid points against over-medication, especially with mind-altering drugs. They say there's way too much of them. That's probably something we should look at, because a lot of these people who are going out and shooting people happen to be on these SSRIs.
Right.
So they are against that type of stuff, and a lot of psychiatry, they're very against that. So he's with that group, so they spend time attacking him. And then they came out with one of his Back to the Future Day last week on, I guess, Friday or Thursday. It was, you know, Marty McFly went back to that date or went forward in that in time. So they have this conversation between Marty and Doc, and Marty's talking about the flu shot, Doc. They're giving it out of pharmacy now. And the Doc's like, oh, yes, pharmacies are vaccines are now easier to get. And they just talk about how great it is now that the shot schedule has been increased. You know, because he only got 8 shots and now there's 15.
Oh, it's so great.
And the doc is just saying, science hadn't advanced far enough, Marty. It's amazing what strides scientists have made. So just these two articles from Forbes, people need to look out for this stuff, because they're always putting out any type of pro-vaccine propaganda they can just to get people in the door to get these things. But here's some people need to look out for on a nationwide level, not just SB 277, which was the California legislation that eliminated the personal belief. So you can't opt out of vaccines anymore if you want to put your kids in a public or private school. They covered everything.
Right.
Now there's going to be HR 6, which is called the 21st Century Cures Act. Today was the day back, I think in 2003 or 2004, George Bush signed the Patriot Act.
Oh, I love
it. The very unpatriotic Patriot Act.
Double speak.
Anyway, this is a 362-page bill that mandates $9 billion be given to the National Institute for Health to develop more drugs and vaccines, and $550 million be given to the FDA to fast-track products to market. It was like our transhumanist guest was saying today, we need to get rid of the FDA so we could get more drugs to market quicker. But the reason they have those loose regulations anyway that they pay off all the time, you know, there's always loopholes that these guys can go through, is so that there is some checks and balance, which I think we need. And we've never done placebo testing with vaccines. We just look for antibodies. So when they inject it into you, they test your blood and they go, oh, you've got antibodies now for the disease. That means you're building an immunity. But what it is your body fighting back against adjuvants like aluminum and mercury being injected into your body. And it's going, wait a minute.
Right. And your newborn baby.
And your newborn, yeah.
They're actually pushing for mothers to, you know, just hold off on breastfeeding while we're giving you the vaccines. You know, your kids don't need that.
Exactly.
Good mother's milk. They need the vaccines.
Well, and some of the vaccines they're looking at to come out with one for HIV/AIDS, which I think will increase HIV/AIDS rates, in my personal opinion. Chlamydia, hepatitis C, genital herpes, syphilis, gonorrhea, E. coli, norovirus, tuberculosis. A lot of these diseases they're sexually transmitted diseases, but they're also hygiene diseases, you could say. Even, you know, you get to E. coli, norovirus, and tuberculosis. A lot of those are from dirty areas. And a lot of we don't see a lot of these diseases, except you're now seeing like a rise in gonorrhea and syphilis and chlamydia in senior citizen populations.
Wow. Well, that's thanks to Viagra and the Tinder app, I hear.
Probably
so. People are getting around.
But This article that came out at the end of September by David Adams, who's a doctor, he said be skeptical about vaccination claims. And he makes some very interesting points, one of which is from 1900 to 1965. Measles deaths had already decreased 99%. 65 was when the vaccine was introduced. And from 1900 to 35, pertussis deaths had already decreased 82%. So these things were already on their way out when they told you we needed them. That was from the Union.
Mm-hmm.
And then 30% of the measles cases from that Disneyland outbreak were from vaccinated kids.
So right.
Unvaccinated.
You're not
kids,
allowed to talk about that.
Which they don't tell you about that.
I think that's racist of you to talk
and
about
then,
facts.
Of the 8,200 pediatric pertussis cases reported in California in 2014, 90%, 90, had been vaccinated.
Right.
Okay, and they want to talk about herd immunity, and you have to get these. And the CDC admits that over the last 10-plus years, there have been no deaths from measles in the United States, but the 108 deaths from the measles vaccine itself.
Wow.
And 2,000 people disabled.
And isn't it funny how this country has such a love affair with the Kennedy family, except for when one of them wants to actually speak out against
that. Oh, right,
vaccine.
Right. As long as they're pulling the status quo or being used to justify closing down a park on the 50th anniversary of someone's death to, you know, inhibit free speech, then it's okay.
Right.
Yeah. But they don't like this at all. And this is from Dr. David Adams, Ph.D., who lives in Penn Valley, Pennsylvania. He also said childhood diseases seem to play a beneficial role in maturing the child's immune system. A 2015 study found that those who had measles and mumps, children suffered less heart attacks and less strokes later.
Wow.
So natural immune system is doing its job.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah.
Well, vaccine skeptics could finally be taken seriously if Congress will do its job. Now, we'll be right back. Emmy Robin will be joining me in studio to take your phone call.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
You can feel it in the air. Jack Frost is near. Seasons are changing, and it's time to start reinforcing your body's natural defenses. To help you get started, we're giving you 15% off the highly rated Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Formula at InfoWarsLife.com. That's 15% off the already low $19.95 price. By using our proprietary processing technique, Ancient Defense combines the power of ancient wisdom and modern science with a hand-selected blend of more than 14 different herbs and extracts. With echinacea, elderberry, ginger root, peppermint leaf, and many others, it's easy to see why I take Ancient Defense during the fall and winter season and also give it to my children. Again, Ancient Defense at InfoWarsLife.com is already very affordable. But for a limited time, you get an additional 15% off when you visit InfoWarsLife.com and start aiding your body in its natural defense. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Ancient Defense.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Leanne McAdoo, hosting this fourth hour of Overdrive. Now, Emmy Robin is going to be joining me coming up. We're going to be taking your phone calls. So if you want to go ahead and get in line with your questions specifically related to the Liver Shield Cleanse,
The number to call is 1-800-259-9231. So we'll be taking your calls here in just a minute. Now, in 2008, we had one of the worst financial crises happen here globally, essentially. The U.S. and the Congress gave the American banks a $700 billion TARP bailout at the expense of taxpayers. No bankers have even been charged with a crime in that relating to the collapse. Virtually no regulation of the banks. And they're still pulling in record profits. But that's pretty much the opposite of what Iceland did. And they've actually gone on and jailed even more bankers. And these are not your low-level traders. These are CEOs. So we're going to go ahead and play a report now by John Bowne, Jail the Bankers. Of course, if we jail the bankers, this whole house of cards would fall down.
74 combined years in prison. That's how Iceland's Supreme Court and the Reykjavik District Court respond to those responsible for Iceland's financial collapse. This brings the total to 26 bankers now behind bars in Iceland, with most being CEOs of large financial institutions rather than low-level traders. Most of those jailed will serve terms of 2 to 5 years, according to a report by Iceland Magazine, which notes that three executives at Landsbankinn and two at Kaupthing, along with one prominent investor, have been prosecuted. Their crimes include market manipulation, embezzlement, and breach of fiduciary duties. Their market manipulation destroyed the country's economy, and to this day, Iceland is still having to repay the global loan sharks at the IMF, as well as governments of other countries, which kept the nation operating. Iceland Magazine explains that rather than protect and reward the very institutions responsible for the collapse and the blood-sucking vermin that run them, the Icelandic government let them collapse and then created a financial supervisory authority to strictly oversee the banks. Iceland's President Grimson noted, "Why are the banks considered to be the holy churches of the modern economy? Why are private banks not like airlines and telecommunication companies and allowed to go bankrupt if they have been run in an irresponsible way? The theory that you have to bail out banks is the theory that you allow bankers enjoy for their own profit, their success, and then let ordinary people bear their failure through taxes and austerity. People in enlightened democracies are not going to accept that in the long run." Iceland's President Grimson explained their strategy. "We were wise enough not to follow the traditional prevailing orthodoxies of the Western financial world in the last 30 years. We introduced currency controls. We let the banks fail. We provided support for the poor, and we didn't introduce austerity measures like you're seeing in Europe. While the country's economy is far from what it once was, it has stabilized and is in a position to recover. Meanwhile, the governments of the U.S. and Europe bailed out most of those responsible for playing a direct role in the financial crisis that crippled the global economy."
Come on, get up! Make the first move! It's my show! Make the first move! Yeah, get up off your butt!
You think I'm
going to stand up! Stand up! Come on! Stand up!
Yeah!
Come back!
Take it down! Don't you understand? Anytime it's done to people! Don't you understand?
The U.S. Congress gave American banks a $700 billion TARP bailout at the expense of the taxpayers. Not one banker in the U.S. has even been charged with a crime relating to the financial collapse. There's still virtually no regulation of the banks, and they are pulling in a near record $160 billion in annual profits, all from money created out of thin air. The Department of Justice, under Holder and now Lynch, continues to pretend to do the hard work associated with reining in financial criminal banking institutions laundering drug cartel money. But fines and even penalties don't send the message that the banksters received in Iceland. Jail the bankers, the ones at the top, and free the taxpayers. It may be the most important meme the people of the United States could ever support. Jailing the bankers would bring the New World Order down like a house of cards.
You have a large house blend, please.
All right, let me get that for you.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely one.
I gotta ask you this. It's just a matter of national security. I'm an important person now. Is there a reason you're paying with cash?
I don't understand how that's any of your business.
I have a couple 20s here, so I'm just gonna give you a 20. Is that cool?
Oh my god, they're everywhere.
Oh, hold on. I gotta get myself together. Okay.
John Bowne for Infowars.com.
And that's how it is here in America. They're just too big to jail, just like Lois Lerner, Miss I Plead the Fifth, is also, you know, they're not going to jail her either. They said, yeah, you know, they did some wrongdoing there, but bad behavior isn't a crime. Of course, if it was, our entire Congress would be in prison. So there you go. All right, well, we'll be right back with Emmy Robin taking your phone calls on the Liver Shield Cleanse.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourselves. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is the fourth hour overdrive. I'm your host, Leanne McAdoo. What a tremendous show we had today. I can't believe we had an actual transhumanist in the studio. It's always good to get, you know, some different opinions on the way the world should be headed. So that was quite interesting. And now Emmy Robin is joining me in studio. We're going to go ahead and take some of your phone calls. The number to call is 1-800-259-9231. So we'll be taking your phone calls in just a minute. Now, before the break, I mentioned that we are hoping to show you our before and afters. If not, we're going to go ahead and tweet them out later. And I also mentioned that mine are kind of a before and almost after. I'm almost finished because, you know, I almost derailed this entire process last night by not following Dr. Group's directions. We'll get to that in a minute. I wanted to let everybody know this cleanse is on sale right now. The Liver Shield is on sale. The
the pack itself is on sale with the Advanced Liver Cleanse Pack with the Oxy Powder and the Liver Shield. The Oxy Powder itself is on sale. So go ahead to the InfoWars store and pick some up today. I'm telling you, this is powerful. I felt amazing this entire week. It was not as hard as I thought that it was going to be. And they are right now highlighting Dr. Group's 6-day liver cleanse instructions. Please follow the instructions. I tried to sub them a little bit when we get to the salt flush. So, Emmy, we'll go ahead and start talking about that right now. So what I did is you're supposed to get Epsom salt, and we couldn't find it. We were looking, and the only thing they had was the Epsom salt that you bathe in. So it had lavender and honey and, you know, all of these ingredients, and we're like, I'm not going to ingest that.
Confusing.
So we subbed it out with, did you use Himalayan sea salt as well?
I used Celtic sea salt, because when I do the Master Cleanse, which I do quite a bit, you flush every morning, and yeah. I use Celtic sea salt with that, but you drink it with a lot more water.
You do a lot more salt and a lot more water than what is recommended on Dr. Group's instructions. And I got to say, Dr. Group was pretty disappointed this morning when I talked to him and told him that I didn't follow his instructions. And the reason why he uses the Epsom salt specifically is because Himalayan salt or Celtic sea salt or something like that you could actually put on your food, it's a different salt compound. So it's got magnesium and things like that your body will absorb because, you know, it's salt that you can eat. Whereas with the Epsom salt, it's a different kind of compound. So even if you're just using that 1 tablespoon of Epsom salt with 8 ounces of water, your body will flush it out. It will react to it because it's like, whoa, this is not salt that I should be ingesting. So we didn't do our diary yesterday specifically because it was flush day. And I got to say, that was my least favorite part of this cleanse was doing the salt. And 3/4 of a cup of olive oil.
Oh. Did you put a tiny bit of orange juice in it, though?
I did. Okay. Your suggestion.
That does help. Just a little bit, though.
Tell us what you told me how to do it, because it did make it palatable. I did it, but it was horrendous.
So I prefer doing the olive oil, sipping it through a straw, because, I mean, when you're trying to physically chug olive oil, I mean, it's a thicker stuff.
And you also put it in the refrigerator.
Yeah, I put it in the refrigerator in the morning because I knew that I was going to drink it that night. And then I just add, like, you know, maybe a little less than a shot glass full of orange juice into it, mix it, and then I plug my nose. Even with the saltwater flush, you need to plug your nose because if you have any kind of gag reflex, it will kick in.
I just kept saying, I'm a mermaid.
So I plug my nose and just take a straw and sip it down, you know, and the second you let go of your nose, you're going to taste the olive oil. I mean, olive oil isn't a pleasant taste in raw, but...
And I love olive oil, but I don't want any.
But again, Group is right. I mean, if you can keep it in for that 8 hours and lay on your side for that 30 minutes, it's going to oil pool and it's going to pull the toxins out of your liver. And you do feel it. Did you not start to feel sick?
Absolutely. Well, as soon as I took the olive oil, you're supposed to immediately go lay down on your right side, pull your knees to your chest. And I heard it. It was like little sort of popping sounds just kind of starting to come out of wherever. And I felt it flowing through my intestines. But I also felt like I was on my deathbed because I was basically ODing on sodium, and that is why my before and afters are not necessarily before and after. I took so much salt that I woke up this morning and I was really bloated, and needless to say, I'm experiencing the flush today. So now we're going to go ahead and take some of your phone calls. I want to go ahead and talk to Chandler in Oklahoma. Go ahead.
Hello, Leanne. Nice to talk to you.
Hi there.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. You're live.
I just had to ask that because nearly every caller asks that. But anyways, I'm 23 years old. I'm a construction worker. I wrestled in high school. I played basketball competitively. And by no means am I out of shape or overweight, but I found myself getting kind of fogged down midday, framing houses. And I decided to do the liver cleanse. I did the liver cleanse. And it just gave me, I found myself taking energy drinks midday and not even bad energy drinks, supplemental energy drinks. But after the cleanse, I absolutely did not have any fogginess during the day. I was just, I felt great after the cleanse. And if they're a little overweight, or if they have an inside job where they're not as active, and they're not doing, I mean, I feel like
that's when it's absolutely going to get backed up there, because you're not moving around. And in humans, we're not meant to be sitting around all day. We're meant to be getting a little bit of physical activity. You're absolutely right about that. What was your diet like before you did the cleanse?
My diet, I had a good diet during throughout high school. Like I said, I'm 23, so I kind of dropped out of that diet, and I wasn't eating. I never drink pop. I always drink water. I kind of watch what I eat throughout the week, so I don't feel bad, but I do.
Did you find yourself like not craving greasy stuff after the cleanse? Like you were craving the healthy stuff afterwards because your body wants it?
Oh yeah. It gave me an extreme amount of, mental motivation to continue eating healthy, to not eat greasy food, not eat junk food. It gave me an extraordinary amount of motivation to keep up with eating right, eating healthy.
Right.
After the cleanse, it was great. It was amazing. Just bought some more. I'm going to do a second cleanse because I heard Dr. Group just stress how important it is to do it a second time and a third time and just keep up the cleanse.
Yeah. Wow, Chandler. Well, that is so awesome to hear. I'm glad that you had such tremendous results with this, and that even after that salt flush and the olive oil experience, you're ready to do it again. Thank you, Chandler, because Chandler's absolutely right. I feel the exact same way. It was so, the way that I felt during the cleanse, and even now today, even after being, I think, literally on my deathbed last night, I feel great today. You feel lighter. Literally, our skin is glowing. I didn't even want to put makeup on today just to let everyone see that my skin is just, it's glowing, it's clear. Yeah. The mental clarity, and, you know, is that why you've done so many cleanses?
Yeah, it all started, like I said, I started my very, very first time I attempted to cleanse, I started with one of the hardest ones, which was the Master, obviously. But this one, I mean, if you are somebody out there and you are addicted to cleanses like I am, you know, I try to do them every 4 months. So 3 times a year, that's usually good. I mean, you build up a lot of the toxins from what they put in our foods and whatnot. So it's good to do it a couple of times a year. If you like cleanses, this is, I don't want to say it's easy to somebody who's never done one, but it definitely is easy if you are a cleanser. It's an easier cleanse to do.
Yeah. Well, this has been my very first cleanse. And
good.
It was, you know, obviously it's really good to have someone along for the ride to help keep you motivated, keep your mental constitution in check, you know, don't give up. So that was definitely very helpful. And it was an easy cleanse. I think a lot of that, what really helped is that I cut out cheese and wine, my favorite things, a few days beforehand. And I think that really helps to just kind of, so you're not, well, except for I did eat that piece of pizza for lunch.
But also, you know, what helps the most on this cleanse is those OxyPowder pills. Like,
yes,
I
absolutely
addicted. I love the OxyPowder pills because they will do what a saltwater flush does to you, but they do it in a healthy way.
In a healthy way without that horrendous taste.
Yeah.
You're right.
I love the OxyPowder pills. So, I mean, and you don't want to obviously take those every day on a daily basis, but like if I go out on the weekend and, you know, I'm going to a barbecue and I'm drinking beer and this and that, and hey, let's say I have an audition the next day, I'm going to take some OxyPowder pills the night before, and I'm going to, you know, lose that bloating and sodium bloating and all that bad stuff.
Well, everyone is always worried about putting on those winter pounds with Thanksgiving and Christmas. We're all worried about that, and that's, you're exactly right with the OxyPowder.
Yeah.
It's kind of a cheap thing, but it is healthy. It's healthy for you, and you've got to cleanse the stuff out of your gut. You know, like I said here, the World Health Organization is saying processed meats, sausages and bacon causes cancer, bowel cancer. It's probably enough evidence, they say, it's probably carcinogenic, and it's based on how much meat you're putting in your body. And so many people eat tons of meat, way more than is recommended. So, and what people don't understand is that can stay in your intestines for years.
Yeah, red meat and pork especially.
You'll never cleanse it out. And so that's why I recommend the OxyPowder above everything if that's where you got to start. But again, we are running a special on it. So now is the time to go ahead and try this liver cleanse pack because it is on sale. Now, we're going to go ahead and take some more calls. Let's talk to Antoine in California. Go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hey, you're live.
Yeah, I just delivered cans. I actually put it in some water and some olive oil and or olive oil, apple cider vinegar or whatever, and I took it for about 6 or 7 days. I wanted to make sure that what was coming out was going to be really soft. And so I took the olive oil, some oxy powder. The Epsom salt was pretty easy to take, and olive oil to me was pretty easy to take too. And I didn't have like a gag reflex. And I think about half of it came out because I felt a lot come out, but it was pretty weird.
Yeah, it definitely feels weird. Thank you. So, Antoine, was it a success?
Yeah, it was a success. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. That's so awesome. So thank you, Antoine. And that's how, what I got to say. I mean, I feel today, I mean, I could say that, yeah, there's some globules and things. It is real. It's real. Everything that people are telling you, it absolutely happens, and it will encourage you to continue eating healthy. At the very least, I'm going to be introducing that apple cider vinegar mixture and the lemon water in my daily routine because your body needs it. Now, I know a lot of people had questions on some of our videos. They were asking, I don't have a gallbladder. Can I still do this cleanse? And I asked Dr. Group about it, and he said, absolutely. If you've already gotten your gallbladder removed,
it's probably better.
It'll
help your liver.
Yes, it's going to help your liver because now your liver is having to work overtime in order to cleanse. And regardless of how you eat, you're constantly going to get fluoride in the water, tap water, the air that's around us, car, the fumes from automobiles. I mean, so everybody needs to do this at least once a year, I would say. Okay, let's go to Todd in Florida. Hey, Todd.
Yeah. Hey,
go ahead. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And I know you are. Hey, I did this about 8 months ago, and it was quite by accident. What I did was Beyond Tangy Tangerine, I love that stuff. And because I'm 54 years old, I have the body of a Spartan.
If I do say so myself.
I would do my mix up my Beyond Tangy Tangerine with a quarter teaspoon of Himalayan salt and an ounce and a half of the Bragg's. And 4 teaspoons of sugar, because, I mean, that stuff, that makes just kind of hard to choke down. And that was organic sugar, by the way. And all of a sudden, I'm noticing, I don't remember eating marbles.
And yeah.
Literally, there were hundreds of these things that I ejected. And it was awesome. Now, also, yeah. I put the naked iodine in the mixture also.
Nice.
And like I said, I'm 54 years old. I used to weigh 200 pounds. I weigh 140 now. And I feel fantastic.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, that
is really good to hear, Todd. I love hearing about so many people here educating themselves, doing it the right way, being healthy, and taking care of yourself before you have to go to the doctor that's going to want to do that extreme surgery. So, Todd, thank you so much. That's really great to hear. Now, if you want to see our before and after photos, I think they said they've got them ready.
No!
Like I said, mine are before and almost after because I'm not done with my flush. But you can see those if you go to Infowars.com/show. Whoa, Emmy, flat.
Yeah, and I promise you, I was not sticking out in that first picture. I just literally was relaxed. And even in the second picture, I was relaxed. But, like, looking
at really
crazy.
Look,
I can see in my back.
In your side.
No, I know. I can see the muscles in my stomach. It's nuts. And my legs. I feel like my legs look skinnier. I don't know. I started off at, like, for my height, I'm almost 5'9". So I started off at relatively healthy weight because I had done the liver cleanse in July, and then I went straight into working in, on a production for 3 months where I was working 18-hour days on my feet doing like 8 miles a day. So, I mean, I wasn't super out of shape, but when I started that first liver cleanse, I was pretty out of shape. So that before
and
after.
Yeah, you said you're actually at the lowest weight of your
Well, pretty much.
In a decade, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm almost back to where when I was a fitness model. Which would
do they have? Do they have my before and almost afters? Or are we going to hold those off? Oh my goodness gracious!
Holy moly! Look at you.
Yeah, I can see it in your arms, sure, and your legs.
Well, where I really see it and where I really wanted it was in my sides. I guess you would call that the spare tire, and you can actually see where there's that little roll. Oh my God, this is so embarrassing. There's that little roll kind of on the like the back fat, and you can see it's. Gone away.
Your chin. Look below your chin, though.
Oh, my gosh.
You see? Wow. You lose a little bit in your face, too. That's where I saw it big time the first time around.
There you go, everyone. Before and afters. And like I said, mine is not even an after yet. I should probably take more pictures later when all the sodium has left my body.
Well, I wanted to address something that a lot of the skeptics on the cleanse talk about the globules and that being just the oil coming out. Because the first time I did the cleanse, I did the saltwater flush and globules
came out
like I'm talking good sized ones and the small sized ones. And they were the neon green. They looked exactly like the gallstones that group had, you know, and Googling pictures. They look exactly like the gallstones. And those came out before I even chugged the olive oil.
Right. And there you go. And it's the Liver Shield that actually helps to soften up the gallbladder, prepare you for that. Mm-hmm. So those globules can start coming out. And so there you go. It was before you even took the olive oil there for all you naysayers. But we also have some, you know, documentation that is the case as well. All right, Emmy, Robin, thank you so much. Now, you guys, stick around. We're going to be having Jakari Jackson come in to talk about what's going on in the InfoWars Nightly News tonight. Emmy, why don't you stick around for the next 5 minutes?
Maybe.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low profile platform, PBX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where on the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Welcome back
to the Alex Jones Show. You're listening to the Fourth Hour Overdrive. I am Leanne McAdoo, joined by Emmy Robin and Shakari Jackson. Now, we were just talking about our before and after photos. After enduring the Liver Shield cleanse for the last 6 days, I got to say it was completely awesome until I OD'd on sodium last night. So, Shakari, you know, what do you think? Saw you were here witnessing the ups and downs.
Well, the ladies seem a lot happier. They are, like Leanne said, their skin is glowing. They lost a little bit of weight. So not just on the outside, but on the inside as well. You know, that's one of the very important things the group always talks about. We always talk about cleansing the outside of our bodies to make sure your hair and makeup and all this stuff look nice. But to get the inside of your body cleaned out is, you know, something that's very important. And I definitely applaud you ladies for doing it because nobody else wanted to. So thank you for being the guinea pigs. And now that everybody can see the results, maybe more people will take a look into it.
Yeah, let's go ahead and put those before and after. I think you've got some more different angles. You guys, take it easy on me, all right?
Oh, wow.
It's so noticeable there. Your body just like flattened out because she did the cleanse properly last night. She's an advanced cleanser.
Look at these models here.
Now, Jakari, oh man.
Jakari, I don't know you like to fast pretty much every single month. And I think obviously it's great physically, but more so you are looking into that spiritual aspect of it as well.
Right.
Which now I totally get it.
Yeah, I fast probably. You know, I try to do a couple of days a month. Ideally, once a week, ideally being the key word. And I usually just go, 24 hours or whatever, just drinking juice or water. And over this past weekend, I did do 2 days, but then we went out with Joe, one of our camera guys, and I ate a lot of stuff on his birthday. So
yeah.
I probably gained all that weight right back. But
I avoided that get-together.
Yeah, well, it was a good time. All in attendance had a great time. But, as you were alluding to, it's not just for the physical aspects, but it's the spiritual as well. And it took me some getting used to because I used to eat a lot. I still do eat a lot, but, coming from high school, we worked out twice a day and all that stuff. I kind of kept that mentality. So to go just 2 days without food was really hard in the beginning, but you get used to it as time goes on.
Yeah, no, you absolutely do. And I get it now because I'm always giving you a hard time. I'm like, oh, you're not eating? Oh, my gosh. There's the before and after.
Oh, wow, though.
You could see how bloated I was before, and that's why I was so unhappy with my
you
midsection.
You don't have anything that hangs over the side in that.
I know. There's
awesome.
There's no more muffin top.
You.
Yay.
But look at your face, too.
That's embarrassing still. All right. Well, Jakari, what's coming up on the news tonight?
Well, we'll take a look at maybe some more of these pictures of you.
No.
Ladies, we're also going to talk about all things, the hot topics that are going on in the news. And Don has a new article out about how a restaurant that recently got robbed is opening up, and they're giving a discount to concealed carriers.
Wow.
Because, they want to make sure those type of things don't happen there. Again, also, we're going to look a little more in depth on the transhumanist issue. We had the guests on the show today, so we can go back and play some reports from the vault so everybody can get a real well-rounded look at the issue.
Right, yeah. We brought someone here with the transhumanist movement in who's very happy about where he thinks the world is headed and going along with that.
And also Joe Biggs is doing a new ad for the Hillary for Prison t-shirt. So you guys
want
to check that out. He's like, the man for this.
Like he says, those shirts are selling out faster than Hillary Clinton. So
that's great. And also, I think Dew is still doing that thing. If you can get Hillary to sign the t-shirt or wear the t-shirt.
Yes.
I'll even put in, he put in $100, I'll put in $100.
Wow, $200.
Yeah, we'll send you like t-shirts and stuff.
Signed by Hillary.
Yeah, it'll be more than $200. We'll give you something good, but just whoever gets it, just go ahead and keep going after it.
Free Liver Shield cleanse.
Yeah, well, don't throw that out there. All right, well, like I said, Liver Shield is back in stock. It's on sale, so get yours today. Experience the power of the cleanse. All right, tune in to InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7 p.m. Central with Shakari Jackson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.